From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
Minnesota officials have set up a public hotline to help residents deal with propane issues during this recent shortage. The State Emergency Operations Center says the hotline will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It is staffed with experts who can provide information about energy assistance programs, connect callers with resources, and provide other information. Residents who have questions about the propane situation or who are in danger of running out of heating fuel can call 651-297-1304 in the metro area or 800-657-3504 in Greater Minnesota. Officials say the hotline already fielded more than 80 calls on its first day of operation.
And efforts are underway to get more propane flowing to Minnesota and money to help pay for it's already pouring into the state. Here are the latest developments. Minnesota will receive an additional $15.8 million in federal dollars for its energy assistance program. The state program helps low-income homeowners and renters pay heating bills. Governor Mark Dayton is holding an emergency meeting with the state's executive council to extend his declaration of a peacetime state of emergency due to the shortage. Dayton and several other Midwest governors spoke with Texas Governor Rick Perry, who agreed to extend his waiver on trucking restrictions, which has helped increase the flow of propane north. Dayton said, quote, "We're at a crisis point. Our suppliers are very thin, and the ability for trucks to go down and bring supplies back up from Texas is making a huge difference in Minnesota." U.S. Senator Al Franken has also written letters urging BNSF and Canadian Pacific Railway companies to increase propane shipments to Minnesota.
Here are some heating tips from Cook County Public Health. What you can do at this time is conserve energy as much as possible. Turn down your thermostat and be aware of your propane use and amount, and turn down your water heater from 120 to 115 degrees. Reach out to families, friends, and neighbors for assistance. Check on your neighbors, especially the sick and elderly, and call 911 only if you are in a crisis. If you need fuel assistance, remember the State of Minnesota hotline is 1-800-657-3504. Also, you can call AEOA for heating fuel assistance information at 1-800-662-5711. Fuel assistance applications can be picked up at the Community Center in Grand Marais, and that phone is 387-1134. Also at the courthouse, main lobby, and Public Health and Human Services.
And here are some safety issues. Do not run a generator inside a home or garage or near the air intake of your home because of the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. Never use your oven for heat and never bring charcoal or gas grills indoors. They are a carbon monoxide hazard. Use electric space heaters with automatic shutoff switches. Place a space heater on a level, hard, non-flammable surface, not on the rugs, carpets, or near drapes or bedding. And be sure you have working safety equipment, such as fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide detectors. Iron Range officials should figure a way to permanently keep the state legislature away from what's supposed to be a local taconite tax trust fund. That's the recommendation of a 17-member task force that met over the past 6 months at the request of Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board Commissioner Tony Sertich. The task force presented its findings to the IRRRB this week in Eveleth. The task force has recommended the trust fund, named after former State Senator Doug Johnson of Cook and now sitting at about $150 million, be taken away from the State Department of Revenue and out of the purview of state lawmakers to be collected and administered locally. Exactly how to do that, however, remains uncertain. Because the taconite production tax that goes into the trust fund is collected in lieu of local property taxes, Iron Range officials say the money is local and should stay local. But under current state law, the taconite production tax is collected by the state and doled back to local governments on the Iron Range. The tax, especially the money sitting in the trust fund, has been eyed by a cash-strapped state government over the past decade as an easy fix to help balance state budget books. And that effort to raid the Iron Range fund has Sertich and others looking for a way to lock it up for good. Quote, at some point, the stars are going to line up where we can't block it, Sertich said. So I've made it a priority that before I leave this job, we're going to figure out a way to make sure that money stays on the Iron Range. The proposed Polymet copper-nickel mine's potential impact on water was the topic of discussion at the third and final public hearing on the state's environmental review. More than 1,000 people turned out Tuesday to the St. Paul River Center to listen to opinions on the draft environmental review. The two previous hearings in Duluth and Aurora drew about 2,000 people combined. Opponents of the project last week said the review underestimated how much contaminated water would flow from the mine. The Department of Natural Resources defended the nearly 2,200-page review that said the modeling was based on good data. Mine supporters argued Tuesday that the project had been thoroughly analyzed. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.